Baba Ikabo Jambo and hello Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats Ngwe, where we give you weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I am Miss Purple.
And I'm Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa.
Well, well, how are the markets doing today? They all seem to, all these assets seem to be going pretty sideways. And I think it has a lot to do with the massive asset dump that has happened over the past couple of days. We have Bitcoin currently sitting at $21,283, down from $24,830.45 last week. We have Ethereum currently sitting at $8,646, down from $2,008.75 last week. We have Solana currently sitting at $37.04, down from $47.29 last week. Optimism currently sits at $1.20, down from $1.53 last week. The Binance coin currently sits at $287.89, down from $329.31 last week. And the Bank token, currently sits at $0.01445, down from $0.0196 last week.
It's ironic that when the crypto numbers go up, when the crypto numbers go down, that's a terrible sign. But when it comes to national currencies, when the numbers go up, that's a bad sign. And that's what seems to be happening in this week's currency update. We're going to start off with the Ghanaian cedi, which is sitting at 9.77 cedi to the dollar from 9.07 last week. The Nigerian naira is also up at 420.33 naira to the dollar from 419.22 last week. The Lesotho Luti and the South African rand are also up, sitting at 17.02 rand to the dollar from 16.17 last week. The Kenyan shilling also up at 119.99 shilling to the dollar from 119.45 last week. And last but certainly not least, the Central African CFA franc also really, really up at 653.23 franc to the dollar from 637.25 last week. I think this is to just kind of remind us that we're not out the woods yet. We're still in a bit of a bear-y situation. It's not as phenomenal as we would like it to be, but such is life, I guess. And with that, we're going to move into giving you some quick updates from last week's news. We're going to start off in the UN, where the trade bodies are calling for the halting of cryptocurrency as it continues to rise in developing countries.
Moving on to the next headline, the Bank of Central African States approves the Central African Republic's crypto project, the Sango Coin.
According to a Bloomberg study, Nigeria is the most curious nation about crypto.
And the Celo Foundation is set to help African startups scale via a Web3 fund.
Nigerians traded 497 billion naira in Bitcoin amid the CBN ban.
That is a lot of money. BitDAO is set to fund AfricaDAO with $20 million to encourage Web3 adoption in Africa.
An SMS service now allows sending BTC with a text. That is essentially Bitcoin without the internet.
And that is awesome. Super awesome. Moment, a South African Web3 firm, has fractionalized rare ZAR proof coins into NFTs.
Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao, also known to many as CZ, met with the president of the Central African Republic to discuss crypto adoption. And with that, we are now up to date and we're going to give you some new news headlines for this week. We're going to start off with our news headlines for this week. Blockchain startup Water is in partnership with Parity Technologies to build African blockchain for ethically sourced commodities.
Blockchain startup Water, in partnership with Parity Technologies, seeks to create a decentralized solution for tracking ethical commodities. The provenance of goods remains an issue of concern to the Western world, whose major suppliers are African countries. As a result, Water seeks to create a more open internet, which can provide transparency and confidence in the quality of goods. Omar Elasa of Parity Technologies sees this as a first step on the path to greater adoption of Web3. The grand name, Digital Commons for Ethical Commodities, has been given to the system Water created, and the tools developed by both parties will rely on blockchain tokens and decentralized identities. I pretty much feel like we are moving to the point where the entire Web3 ecosystem is in a lot of ways harmonized. You know, everything is coming together. We have pretty much everything in one place. I feel like Web3 developers are literally saving the world. And what Parity and Water are doing is basically creating an internet that almost solely relies on blockchain technology and the use of tokens and heavy decentralization. Now, I mean, with this kind of system, users would have almost absolute control over their data, and it would be easier to bank the unbanked using cryptocurrency. I get their mission. I get what they are trying to do. I mean, it hasn't been exactly easy trying to convince the rest of the world that Web3 is the future, that they should get used to blockchain technology as the next big thing that is already in the world today. And it would take a lot more convincing and education of people who haven't heard enough about Web3, or people who still aren't convinced, to get to the point where it needs to be. But I feel like what Water and Parity are doing, it's pretty amazing. I would consider it more of a public good project, and I'm rooting for it. Kudos to them. And now moving on to the next headline. The Central African Republic president says successful launch of the Songo coin is a key milestone in the country's economic development.
The Central African Republic is the only African country to legalize Bitcoin as a legal tender, and second only to El Salvador globally. Regardless of the many roadblocks it encountered on the path to launching its national cryptocurrency, the nation's president, Faustin Archange Touadéra, has declared the launch a successful one. The motive behind this move was to show support of the government of the Central African Republic for blockchain technology and cryptocurrency, and also to create an avenue for financial and economic growth within the country. The country's leadership has again expressed a high level of optimism in the belief that the Sango coin is the key to unlocking doors of economic prosperity and a financially secure future for its citizens. Personal opinion? I think this could potentially be one of those underdog stories, you know, rising from the ashes type of situations where you de-rug people, where it didn't exactly start off on a good note. You know, people weren't certain what was going on. People still aren't certain what is going on. But I hope that this is one of those stories that kind of evolves and grows into becoming a beautiful thing towards the end, because that could mean so much for the continent, not just for the CAR, but it could mean so much for all of us. It could be a beautiful, beautiful example of just how much is truly possible if we have a phenomenal team of people backing us up as we go along. And with that, onto our next headline. The world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange, I wonder what you think it is, the world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange wants to open a South African bank account.
Okay, now the Binance CEO and co-founder, Champeng Zhao, well, we all know him as CZ, has already declared the intentions of Binance to work with local banks as it offers a better user experience. He also mentioned that regulators can get more clarity and data about Binance once they begin to issue licenses to crypto exchanges. In the past year, South African financial regulators cracked down on some cryptocurrency-related activities, and the Financial Services Regulator of South Africa also cracked down on leveraged and derivatives trading services. Champeng Zhao believes South Africa is one of the most important markets in Africa, and it is worth the effort to deal with the regulatory issue. I mean, we always have news about regulations in a lot of countries. It's not just Africa, it's all over the world. We have governments of pretty much most countries still refusing to accept that cryptocurrency definitely solves a lot of the problems that we have in the financial system today. And you know, I feel like these regulations are needed in some way, but even if they were going to implement any set of regulations, it should be more on the constructive side and not on the side of trying to downplay what good cryptocurrency has done or is doing or can potentially do. I mean, take Africa, for example. Cryptocurrency has been the key that has opened a lot of economic doors for a lot of people, you know, financial prosperity, making it easier for people to transact cross border. I mean, anywhere in the world, cryptocurrency makes all of this possible. And it breaks the bounds and limitations of traditional finance, where you have to fill a lot of paperwork or go through a ton of formal procedures just to get these things done. Cryptocurrency makes it possible for you to get it done almost in an instant. So I feel like rather than constantly trying to downplay the good that cryptocurrency has done or is doing, I feel like it's pretty much time for governments of countries all around Africa and possibly all around the world to begin to make regulations that can constructively, you know, promote cryptocurrency, encourage its use. And rather than see it as a problem, we can all just begin to envision it as a solution to the many problems that plagues the financial system of the world today. Moving on to the next headline. African fintech and crypto leaders set to connect at the Africa Money and DeFi Summit this September.
Decentralized finance has taken center stage in the blockchain ecosystem, and it continues to be a core area of focus for both investors and adopters. This demand has led to some major events, with more set to come as the leading tech event series, Africa Tech Summit, looks to hold an Africa Money and DeFi Summit in September. Following connections with top industry leaders like Polygon, Paystack, Celo, and many, many others, this two-day event is surely setting itself up to be an amazing one. I'm excited about this one. You know, I think you and I have spoken about how fun it must be for people in the US to be having all these fun blockchain crypto related events, you know, and how we would thoroughly enjoy to have events like that ourselves. And I think it's finally happening. It's finally happening. And I mean, it's one step at a time, because I'm still a bit sour because, of course, all of these events, none of them are happening in my region, but that's okay. I think with time, you know, as we're evolving, you know, we will definitely have more events and people be able to get around better and to be able to connect, you know, because that above all else, I think that's the core of the entire community surrounding all of crypto and all of blockchain technology and everything around it as well. It's all about the people and the communities you can create and the relationships you can come up with as well. So that's exciting. It's very exciting. I wish them all the best. On to our next headline. Kenya's crypto crowd hopes the president-elect will be better than his predecessor.
The crypto community in Kenya has expressed deep optimism and faith in the president-elect who emerged from the just concluded national elections. Kenya currently leads the rankings amongst African nations in terms of adoption rates for blockchain technology and Web3. Judging by the massive adoption rates in the country, the future of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology has not been in question. However, the president-elect, William Ruto, is about 22 years younger than the opposing candidate in the elections. The Kenyan crypto community has hopes that a younger president will be more welcoming of these technologies and the innovations that come with them. The optimism stems from the belief that the president-elect will make economic decisions that will encourage the growth of its blockchain and cryptocurrency space. I think I actually sympathize with their hopes. I'm not sure if sympathy is the correct word, but I think I'm in tune with them. I think that's a better way to say it, because their concerns are actually valid in the sense that we do have, I mean, it's pretty common stuff for people in the older generation to be very resistant to these kinds of change. I mean, everybody has been pretty much used to doing things the traditional way, the same way they've known for, what, 50, 60, 70 years. And suddenly we have DeFi and cryptocurrency that has come only in the last couple of years and is drastically distorting everything, disrupting all of the traditional mechanisms that we used to know for finance. So yes, their concerns are valid to think, hey, if we have somebody who is younger, that would be definitely able to connect more with technology and definitely be able to connect with the younger generation, then definitely they would be able to see reason why they should make policies or implement regulations or do things that would be to the benefit of the crypto community. And I totally get that. And I pretty much hope that their hopes come true and come alive. And all the best to President-elect William Ruto as he begins his tenure in the coming months as the president of Kenya. Moving on to the next headline. Nelly Shetue's startup secured a $2 million VC-backed raise without a marketing budget.
Middle-class Francophone woman Nelly Chatou Diop took an initiative from her observations to start an investment plan called Ejara, which allows users to dip into crypto and hedge against currency deviations. Ejara, which originally dealt with financial services, including the buying and trading of major cryptocurrencies, sets itself apart by guiding users through their investment step by step. With 40% of its users being female and the goal to onboard 10 million users to its platform by 2025, Ejara seeks to demystify blockchain and crypto to ensure that consumers aren't overwhelmed. And of course, she managed to raise $2 million and raked in 50,000 users in just a year. Wow. That is quite phenomenal. I think this is exciting to see. And as a woman, I have to confess that I have not seen a lot of women do this. It's just seemed a very, it's a bro space. You know what I mean? It's a very masculine led kind of space, especially something of this size. I haven't heard of Ejara, but now I'm very interested in what it is that they're doing. And I might just, you know, look into possibly using Ejara just for the sake that it's a woman, you know, and we need to support each other. So yeah, I'm excited about this. I'm excited because I think this means that there are more people innovating and there are more women who are realizing that you don't need to be afraid to try things out. So that's very exciting to know. On to our next headline, Web3 Ladies partners with Polygon for their third cohort membership program.
Being the largest cohort for ladies in Web3, the Web3 Ladies remains on its mission to onboard 100,000 women into Web3 and has announced a partnership with Polygon, a leading global blockchain technology company. Polygon aims to transform Africa's tech environment through blockchain technology, and this partnership will position members of the Web3 Ladies cohort to receive mentorships and have access to resources that will shape them into leaders in the Web3 space. Polygon is excited to partner with many more Web3 communities with missions geared towards encouraging Web3 adoption in Africa. The firm remains committed to helping Africa achieve its fullest potential using blockchain technology. So yeah, I think Polygon is one of the many that is actually intensifying efforts towards ensuring that the African population, or at least the majority of the African population, gets well informed about blockchain technology and actually knows what cryptocurrency is about. You know, yeah, we have FTX already doing that. We have Binance already doing that. We have Celo already doing that. And it's pretty good to see Polygon also doing this. I wasn't aware that Polygon was directly involved in any efforts for Web3 education or involvement in Africa. But seeing this actually gives my heart so much joy. And even more interesting is the fact that they're still open to more partnerships with any African outfit that is still aligned with its mission to spread the gospel. I call it a gospel, spread the gospel of blockchain technology and Web3. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Moving on to the next headline. Entrepreneurs in Nigeria are building on the country's growing interest in Bitcoin and establishing a Bitcoin village.
Bitcoin has been instrumental in opening the doors of knowledge about cryptocurrency and adoption to millions of Nigerians. A recent report by KuCoin shows that at least 86% of more than half the population who are active users of the internet are knowledgeable about cryptocurrencies. I'm going to take that again. A recent report by KuCoin shows that at least 86% of more than half the population, so that's 86% of more than 50% of the population who are active users of the internet are knowledgeable about cryptocurrency. This is an impressive adoption rate. Bitcoin shows potential to solve the growing problems of Nigeria's financial sector. The visionary minds behind the creation of Satoshi's Journal, Jeremy Garcia and Oluwasegun Kosemani, are already underway in the creation of the first ever Bitcoin village being created in Lagos, Nigeria. This village will be solar powered enabled and will allow localized Bitcoin mining. This move is a first step by the dynamic duo towards redefining the financial economy of Nigeria using Bitcoin. You know what? All of a sudden, I think maybe I need to relocate because I think I would want to live in this village. So maybe I need to look into what it takes for me to move, maybe denounce my current citizenship. But in all honesty, I think this is exciting. You know, this is phenomenal. There are villages like this cropping up left, right and center in other continents and other nations. There are eco villages, there are Bitcoin villages, there are there's a big move, you know, towards a new style of living, a new kind of living that kind of brings us back to what it means to be a community, what it means to be communing with nature as well in the same breath, you know, which is of course why I'm guessing solar powered energy to power the whole city, because we know that now more than ever, global environmental issues are a big deal, you know, and global warming is the absolute pits. It's the worst it has ever been in a very, very long time. So this is very, very exciting. Either I need to move to Nigeria or I need to figure out how to get a visa to Nigeria, because this is phenomenal. And I think anybody who can should look into what this would mean to have in their own country, because imagine having a bunch of these across the continent. How awesome would that be? Anyways, moving on to our next headline, the Kenyan 2022 election hints at the possibilities of blockchain in voting.
This is really, really interesting. So according to reports, Kenya held the most free, fair and credible election on August 9, 2002. That's in the entirety of its history. Now, despite the opposition from the Prime Minister, the President-elect, Dr. William Samuel Ruto, received applause and congratulations. The people of Kenya were also recognized for their participation in the e-voting process. The voting process was operated mainly on electronic systems with the KIEMS, the Kenyan Integrated Election Management System, verifying the voters before being handed the ballot papers for voting. Though there is a general mistrust in the voting process of Africa, it can be solved potentially by using blockchain-based systems rather than manual processes. And blockchain adaptation will also be a big step towards reducing post-election violence. I think I get where this is driving at. I mean, imagine we had smart contracts somehow that could govern electioneering processes. I mean, pretty much smart contracts are irrevocable, they're immutable. So you cast one vote and that's one vote only. So it's not, I feel this pretty much applies to the e-voting process, right? So there is no room for somebody to go backdoor or back end on the e-voting platform and update numbers. A smart contract won't allow that. So if we're trying to approach e-voting and electioneering in Africa from this point of view, potentially, yes, this would be a massive step in ending a lot of the problems we have about rigging and things like that, because I think this is pretty common with African countries. There's always a lot of, you know, numbers rigging and all of that during the elections. Everybody's trying to win. But the question is, what are they trying to offer us when they get there? And that's something we should all deeply reflect on as we make our choices when we vote. But that aside, I really feel like blockchain in voting would be a very big step forward in solving this problem. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to see who develops it and how it will be implemented or slowly adopted by, well, African countries. Moving on to the next headline, which is the last but not the least. Campus students to earn better with the launch of BitGet Africa Ambassador Program.
With the launch of its Africa Campus Ambassadorship Program during this bear, BitGet, a leading global trading platform, recently declared its intentions to buffer its staffing. The program is aimed at reaching out to micro crypto communities of BitGet users with the aim of creating a more integrated BitGet ecosystem. The BitGet Managing Director, Gracie Chen, stated the purpose of the ecosystem as a strategy to mint ambassadors for the program from learners at all levels of tertiary education across universities and campuses in Africa. Select ambassadors will work closely with the BitGet team to ideate and launch initiatives that will range from virtual and in-person meetups to crypto education seminars. All these activities are targeted at creating room for wider adoption of cryptocurrency while, of course, offering incentives to its participating ambassadors. I think today's news has been phenomenal in the sense that it has given me hope. And it's a reminder that, you know, there are people who are continuing to build. There are people who are continuing to try to give opportunities to people who don't have those kinds of opportunities. And if I could just comment on the blockchain election situation, I think, of course, the reality of it all is that it means that every single person would have to have an address, which would mean you probably need a wallet. And then the question becomes, is it truly decentralized? Would the keys be yours? You know what I mean? But then, of course, it's possible that they could do a combination. So you wouldn't just start off and force everyone to vote using blockchain, because you have to go through an entire process of trying to educate and onboard people, and that's going to take eons. So I'm well aware that they could be, you know, maybe opening it up to a select group of people. But I think this, for me personally, this would be phenomenal, because this would be the best way for us to keep track with exactly what is going on live, because we would be looking at it on chain. So there is no politician, there is no weird person who's been paid tons and tons of dollars under the table, who would change numbers, who would remove people's names, who would vote using the names of deceased people. Because that's another thing. What would happen if one passes away and you've got, you know, there's a whole bunch of things, there's a whole bunch of issues that definitely need to be looked into. But this is very exciting, and I am keen on seeing where this goes, and I'm keen on seeing them test it out. But between that and the Bitcoin Village and, you know, and everything that's going on across the continent, I am proud to say that I'm an African now more than ever. I am thoroughly, thoroughly looking forward to all that we are creating and all that we're putting together. And with that, thank you again for being with us on this phenomenal Satsangwe episode. Just a reminder that none of what we share is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a rating on whatever platform you're listening from. And of course, we are our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So until next time, be relentless.